Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Throughout this political campaign, there have been a lot of talk about the Constitution. The Supreme Court just ruled on the constitutionality of Obamacare. Speakers are quoting Thomas Jefferson to make their case. Timing for all of this could not be better because we just celebrated the 4th of July with flags waving and patriotic songs. We do have a lot to celebrate. We can and should always ask the question, is this country on the right course? Are we doing the right thing? Why do we have so much disagreement? Why can't the Congress and the President sit down and chart the perfect course for our nation? Well, the answer is simple. Different people have different opinions, and finding middle ground is not always as easy as it sounds. Read the history of our country, and you realize that we have always had vigorous debate and conflict. We made some mistakes, but most of the time, we eventually get it right. As I look at our flag on the 4th of July, I said, thank you to the fathers of our country and the Constitution that they wrote. It's been more than 200 years and old glory still waves. We live in the most powerful and most influential country in the world. Look back 100 years. Consider Argentina, for example. Argentina was on the equal par with the United States then. Where are they today? We left them in the dust years and years ago. Turn to Europe. We're the country that rescued their people from World War II. And now they have a debt problem and government overreach that is about to strangle what prosperity they still have. We don't want to wake up some morning and realize that we're in the same boat. Europe is a welfare state. They can't afford it. Neither can we. We need to look back to those wise leaders that fathered our nation. They would be shocked at the level of debt we have today and the government regulations choking our country. What happened to personal responsibility? Think about it. Hope you had a great 4th of July. God bless America. I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.